North Carolina singing for you, there's been a great change in me. Souls of Joy, all the way from LaGrange, North Carolina, my hometown. It was in the early 70s, 1971, 72, that I joined a church in Northern California, around Oakland, California area, under the leadership of Pastor Charles H. Bennett, the late Charles H. Bennett. I joined his church and I was with him, and he was my mentor and a very fine pastor. A man that had a heart of a pastor. I was called into the gospel ministry under his leadership. Now here is none other than the late Charles H. Bennett, pastor of Palmas Hill Baptist Church, located in Hayward, California. Pastor Bennett.
A young man walked in the sanctuary over there, in the old sanctuary, when we were having church over there. dressed in his Navy uniform. And he's drawn his foot. He's been a member of our church ever since. For 22 years. Somewhere along the way, the Lord told him to preach. He came and told me what the Lord told him. I said, are you sure you heard him right? He said, yeah. He's been preaching ever since. He's a stomp down good preacher. He's playing a quartet. Has a wonderful family. He's enjoying life down in Southern California now. Came up here to be by his daughter. When I heard he was here, I just had to hear him preach one more time. Amen. Brother Moore, come on here.
We thank you for your gift. Life, health, and strength. Move me out of self and Holy Ghost, make yourself known. The heart of the people. Let thy word go forth. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For his name. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, to St. Matthew. I won't be for you long, but bear with me till we conclude this message. To all the fellow ministers of the gospel and deacons and nurses and all the Christians here at Thomas Field, we bring you greetings. And we bring you good news. Good news. I don't believe in packing bad news. I brought good news. Amen. Yeah, but always got bad news. Even now and then you find somebody with some good news. Matthew. Chapter 16. Sister Allen, she's going to help me out here this morning. I already know that she's tired of it. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 13, we're going to go through verse 18. And if I interfere with you, you just stand by until I get to you. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost move. Praise the Lord.
Into the region of Caesarea Philippi.
Mm-hmm.
He asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Men say that I, the Son of Man, am.
So they said, some say John the Baptist.
Oh, my God.
Some Elijah.
Elijah.
And other Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Or one of the prophets.
Oh, one of somebody. He's one of them. We don't know, but who he is, we don't know, but he's one of these. I want to share with you from the theme. Do you know Jesus? Really, do you know Jesus? Somebody might say, well, my mother, my father, my grandma. No, that's not the question. The question is, do you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior? Let me introduce you to him. Amen. Jesus is getting direct now. He ain't just asking questions in general, but he said, who do you? Who do you say that I am? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ.
Oh, let me know what Peter said. You are, he didn't say Christ. I'm going to go back now because I'm going to put some emphasis on the word, the Christ.
Yeah.
Christ, meaning the Lord, the Messiah, the one and only God, the light of the world, the Christ. Watch what the word said that. Go ahead.
Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon.
Wait a minute. Hold it now. Blessed are you, Simon. You didn't get this knowledge from your intellectual ability. You didn't get this knowledge from going to Harvard University. You didn't get this knowledge by your PhD and your DD and your BTH, nor your doctor's degree. You didn't get this knowledge from the earth. Go ahead, sister.
For flesh and blood has not revealed this kingdom.
No. Not your own self.
But my Father,
He had a Holy Ghost relation with heaven. My Father, which is in heaven, he had to do it.
And I also say to you,
I'm saying to you today,
that you are Peter.
Peter?
And on this rock.
No, wait a minute now. Somebody say, wait a minute now. Peter, he the rock? No. Jesus was saying, look here, on this rock.
Here.
On this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not. I hear the word say he is the rock.
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
I'll build my church.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Who is this man called Jesus? Can I share that with you, Stephen? I ain't gonna be before you long. But we want to get it straight. We don't want no mixed up, understanding stuff going on. When it comes to this man called Jesus, you got the same question that was asked over 2,000 years ago by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there was confusion then with these men walking with him, eating with him, preaching along with him, and they still didn't understand. Well, today we got the same problem. You got folks in the church house still confused about who Jesus is. And the word of God is wide open. It's just as a matter of a fact that the devil don't want to give credit where credit is due. Who is this man called Jesus? I got to give it to you because the Lord said, look here, you preach it. Whether they accept it or not, go out of here preaching this word. And I'm committed to do it everywhere I go. I told him, look, I don't want no 3 or 4 or 5 day revival. Just give me one day with you, one evening. That's all I need. It don't take the whole Bible to convince someone that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is God. And before him, there is none other. It don't take the whole Bible. If I can't get to you with 3 verses, I'm going to leave you. I'm wiping my feet, and I'm going on about my business.
Hallelujah.
Because you already hung up on another God somewhere. God's word is plain and clear about who he is. And ain't no misunderstanding yet. You ain't got no business going around today saying, well, maybe he's this. Maybe he's Peter or Paul or one of the disciples, or maybe he's somebody else. You got to know that he is God. And before him, there is no other God. I tell you this right now from the bottom of my heart that he is the only God I know. And I tell those that argue against the scripture, what are you going to do with 1 Timothy 3:15? Read for me. Holy, wait a minute. I ain't gonna let that word get back. You're already arguing going on. You already got confusion going on. But what did the Lord say? Without controversy. You ought not to be arguing and bickering here.
You ought to have everything and be on one accord when it comes to this man called Jesus. He's telling us in his word, look here, I don't need your conflict. The Lord said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Now, whatever you believe, then go ahead on. But I got to stand on the word, the rock of my salvation. Go ahead, sister.
Great is the mystery of God.
Great is the mystery of godliness. Go ahead.
God was manifested in
God. God. Hold it right there.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let the Holy Ghost deal with you. God was manifested. Hold it. God was manifested. That means to reveal himself, to be seen of you and I, of those that walk with him in his name. He made himself known in the flesh. You mark 3:16, 1 Timothy. Every time you run across someone with controversy, share the scripture. Write it on the tables of your heart. Jesus said, the false prophets are already gone out. That means they're here today. And every time you run across anybody, I don't care what title they have on themselves, they reject the Lord Jesus Christ and come into the flesh. He is Antichrist. I don't hear you saying amen. That's what my Bible says. Anybody that rejects Jesus Christ and him coming into their flesh is an Antichrist. They are against Christ. You can't make it to heaven. You can talk about God all you want to. You can't get there without going through the Son.
Yeah.
You can't make it. You just ain't gonna make it. There ain't no way you can see God outside of Christ. No way you can see him apart from Christ. There is no way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man.
Yes.
I don't care where you stand. Can't get to the Father but by me. Read the fact.
Justified in the Spirit.
Justified in the Spirit. Mm-hmm.
Seen by angels.
Seen by the Holy Angel.
He preached among
you and I.
Believed on. And received up in glory.
And went on back home. Sitting on the right hand of God. Somebody said, wait a minute now. Fix that up. The right hand always means the highest position of authority anybody can have.
Yeah,
he's just sitting on the right hand side of God. Well, the highest position ever held. Read Philippians for me. 2:5. Oh, got y'all digging through your Bible good day, baby. Lord have mercy. You didn't bring that Bible to sit on it today, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm going to make you dig some. I'm going to just drop a load on you, then I'm going to go on about my business. Back. The rest of it's going to be up to you, praise the Lord. Go ahead, sir. Let this mind, talking about the mind of Christ, be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I believe that's what the word says.
That's what it says.
Go ahead, sister.
Who being in the form of God.
Look at that. He was in the form of God. But look what he did. Go ahead.
Did not consider it robbery.
And it was not robbery.
To be
equal with God. Why? Because he was God.
Amen.
Hey, Clover.
But made himself of no reputation.
Made himself of what?
No reputation.
Of no reputation.
taking the form of a bondservant,
taking the form of a man,
and coming in the likeness of men,
and coming in the likeness of men,
and being found,
hold it just a minute,
hallelujah,
Jesus made himself just like you and I, to show us that whatever you come upon in this Christian walk, you are able to endure through the power of God. I don't care what fails you or what come down upon you. He said there will be trouble in the land, but fear not, I have overcome this world. And he did it just for you and I. So he took this position to show you and I as an example that you ain't got no excuse. He did not use his authority and his godly power in the flesh. Because if he did it, then we couldn't be an example. We wouldn't have nothing to follow. But he was in the flesh as a man and endured every temptation. And God would have delivered you not out of some of your troubles, but he would deliver you out of all your troubles. If you walk obedient and upright before him. Go ahead, sister.
And being found in appearance
as a man,
he humbled himself.
He humbled himself.
And became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Lord Jesus.
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him.
Highly.
And given him the name which is above every
a name. A name that is above every name. There is no name that can equalize the name Jesus. There is power and authority in that name. There is salvation and forgiveness in that name. You can receive eternal life just in his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to leave you with no excuses. I can't read. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Do you believe in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Believe in the name and you shall be saved. Now, I didn't say that. The word of God teaches us this. He will not leave us with an excuse not to come to know him. Every human being on the face of this earth will be confronted with this question about who Jesus is before you leave here. You will have an opportunity at that time to reject him or receive him as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Nobody will lay down and die outside of the knowledge of Christ. Many will lay down with a hard heart on their deathbed and still deny him. There's nothing to say that he didn't give you an opportunity, because his mission today is to save sinners from their sins. He said, I came not to judge the world, that I came that you might have life. There will be a day of judgment. The great white throne, when the end is all over, every human being got to stand up and be counted. I don't care who you are. Every human being, from the age of accountability to 6,969 years, amen, if it be so, got to give an account on that great and noble day. We don't know the day or the hour. Young folks are leaving here just like old folks are leaving here.
Yes, yes.
Folks are laying down and dying in their sleep. Don't be playing, church. This thing is real.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
If you've been in the church 10 years and still haven't got a hold of, you better go back again. If you're still hitting and missing, you better go back again. God don't make no mistakes. He saved to the utmost.
Yeah.
He never made a mistake. Because you see folks saying, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, they're saying it. They don't know me. He said, if you know me, you will obey me.
Yeah.
If you know me, you will keep my commandments. If you know me. But if you're still going on in your mess, you don't know me. God don't make no mistake, y'all. And every person that's saved will hang in death to the duration. In trials and in tribulation, they will still stay with God. And the devil will make sure you get plenty of that. I guarantee you, Pastor and his wife can guarantee you that the Satan ain't got a day passed by what he was knocking on the door. Bring confusion and hate and misunderstanding and all trying to get in the way of God's progress. And the one that stands in the leadership position, they have the heaviest burden. But thank God for their victory in Christ. But we don't lean on ourselves to deliver us through this. Go ahead, sir.
That at the name of Jesus,
at the name of Jesus,
every knee should bow of those.
Hold it! Wait a minute. I saw something there. Even the atheist got to bow down. Huh?
Every knee.
Buddha, you got to bow. Every religion that ain't like God got to bow. Television psychic, you got to buy. Horoscope readers, you got to buy. See, you don't know what Brother Moore's saying, do you? All of that is you're seeking after another God. It's not like Jesus. So if you hunger behind that television psychic, you better wake up. I heard the word of God, so that's a devilish thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is a from the pits of hell. All of that junk. Some folks won't even leave the house until they read the horoscope. And got nerve enough to say, Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who are you believing in? The God of heaven? Or the God of this earth? He supersedes.
Oh, yes. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you are hell bound. You need to seek Jesus today for yourself. Ask him to come into your life and save you. If you already done that, you are in good shape with God. And may God continue to bless you is my prayer.